good chances, definitely better chances than what we've seen here in recent days of some showers and storms moving across the area. Looks like most of that is going to be mainly confined during the afternoon and into the evening hours, and maybe hanging on a little bit to the overnight hours and whatnot. With the good amount of moisture and things like that in the atmosphere, could have some locally heavy rainfall and whatnot. At the moment, it doesn't appear that it'll look like anything as far as widespread flash flooding or anything like that. And looking, maybe further back, mainly across portions of western Mississippi, kind of like Greenville, Vicksburg, Dam Natchez, kind of that area, not having real possibilities of maybe seeing a storm or two, kind of on the strong side, perhaps capable of producing, maybe some wind gusts up to around 40 miles per hour. And again, most of that activity looks like it'll be mainly through the afternoon hours and into this evening.
And so it's mostly just rain, not really any thunders, storms, or anything like that.
Well, I mean, yeah, there will be some thunderstorms and whatnot in a mix throughout of it as it pushes into the air. And what it is just kind of a circulating area of low pressure out across, generally speaking, just kind of Texas, the Southern Plains states and whatnot. And we're just kind of getting lashed with the outer edges of that low as it spins out there, and it's just very slowly migrating this way here over the next couple of days. So really, really beginning today and then through what looks like the latter half of the work week looks to be when we're looking for some pretty favorable rain chances across the entire state of Mississippi.
Okay, so it's not just going to be concentrated to one area of the state. It's going to be all the way across.
Right, right. Yeah, it's gradually going to shift further to the east as this low shifts further off to the east and northeast.
When would you say the, I guess, the next day for some guaranteed sunshine all day would be?
Looks like perhaps once we get into the weekend, it looks like this low should be in the process of pushing on out of here. But, even saying that, looking at right now, looking Saturday and then even into Sunday, we're still looking, 20 to 30% chance of shower, thunderstorm popping up during the afternoon. We're just getting into that time of the year. I guess technically we haven't moved into summer, but definitely start seeing the warm, humid air masses around here. And then once you really get in the heat of the day, you start seeing those isolated showers and storms popping up across the area.